A new book tells the story of a Fairbanks woman who set a standard for adventure and conservation activism. Boots, Bikes, and Bombers is a compilation of Ginny Wood's stories and photos. The book, put together by University of Alaska Fairbanks oral history researcher Karen Brewster, recounts Wood's unique adventures, like bike touring Europe and sailing the Northwest coast back in the 1930s and 40s. Wood also flew in the Women's Air Force Service Pilot Program during World War II. After the war, Brewster says Wood and friend, fellow pilot Celia Hunter, flew surplus planes from Washington to Fairbanks.
They left Seattle in December 6, 1946. They arrived in Fairbanks January 1st, 1947, because the weather was so bad, they could only fly 4 days. And Ginny tells these great stories about her plane didn't have heat, and her radio only communicated out, and Celia's only communicated in, so they could send messages, but they couldn't really talk to each other. So they had to fly very close to each other, and they had signals that they used. It's a great adventure story of how they got to Fairbanks.
Brewster says the trip was supposed to be brief, but Wood and Hunter liked Fairbanks and stayed. Wood became a backcountry guide, started Camp Denali with Hunter, and helped found the state's first environmental organization, the Alaska Conservation Society, working many of Alaska's major land and resource issues.
Very influential in stopping Project Chariot and Wolf Control and the Rampart Dam. Ginny and Celia were very involved with lands getting set aside under the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act.
Brewster says Wood's long pursuit of simple living and protecting the earth remains an important lesson today. The 94-year-old Wood still lives in Fairbanks.